Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
Welcome, everyone, to the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010. And I want to welcome everyone to today's call. We've got a lot of great questions that are coming in, so I want to thank you so much for emailing them. But first, just to let everybody know, I'm Lisa Minini with Accelerate Associates, home of the Entrepreneurial Edge System, and you are on the Q&A call. And before I get started, I just want to let you know about some upcoming dates so that you can put them on your calendar and take full use of your Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle benefits. Remember that every second Tuesday of the month is your high content call. Now, remember, this call could have a guest expert, or I'm going through an aspect of the Entrepreneurial Edge System or something about business ownership. You want to be on those calls, and that happens at 4:30. The next one is on Tuesday, March 9th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have Priya Marwar Dornbos, who is going to be talking to us. Priya is going to be talking to us about the new FTC guidelines, because it affects your testimonials that you have on your website, your internet marketing. So you will want to be on that call. So again, that's Tuesday, March 9th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And the next Q&A call, so you can get your questions ready, is scheduled for Tuesday, March 23rd at 4:30, again at 4:30. Remember that if you go into the announcement section of the Success Circle membership, you can get the passcodes and the numbers there. So remember to put those on your calendar on a regular basis. The passcodes may change, so you do want to take a look at that before you call in. Remember to always mute your line by *6 to mute your line when you do enter, because any background noise is amplified. Although I do have everyone on the call right now, I have all the background muted out. I'm in presenter mode right now, so only you can hear me. before I get started, I also want to remind you that we have our free teleseries that's going on. It started last Thursday. It continues this Thursday. And you can still register and get last week's recording. It's Grow Your Business with Less Effort on Purpose. Discover how your prospects find you, choose you, and buy from you. And you can register at www.freebusinessplanformat.com/free-teleseries, F-R-E-E, teleseries, T-E-L-E-S-E-R-I-E-S. So freebusinessplanformat.com/free-teleseries, T-E-L-E, series, S-E-R-I-E-S. And you can register on that site. Again, you can catch the first recorded session, and the next one is this Thursday, February 25th at 8 p.m. Also wanted to remind you that the Entrepreneurial Edge System 3-day intensive is coming up in March, on March 18th, 19th, and 20th. This is a flagship event you absolutely want to be in if you want to make more in the next 6 months than you have maybe in the last 6 years. It is truly transformational. You do not want to miss this event, and we're going to talk about it at the very end of the teleseries. So whatever you can do, get on that teleseries for this Thursday. Listen to the past one to catch yourself up. And again, that's at freebusinessplanformat.com/free-teleseries, T-E-L-E-S-E-R-I-E-S. Okay, well, let's get started with some of the questions that are coming in. I just want to remind you that you can email your questions to me at info@accelerateassociates.com, and that is Excellerate Associates, A-S-S-O-C-I-A TES.com, AccelerateAssociates.com, and let us know that you have an Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle question that you would like to submit. And if we can use your name, that's great. But let us know what your question is. And do let us know, this is for the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle, because we have two success circles. One is for people in career transition, and the other one is for people that have started their own business. Okay, that was a lot in a short period of time. So I hope you got that. Again, submit your questions to info@accelerateassociates.com, and what we'll do is we'll put your question in for the next Q&A call. So you don't want to miss those calls on a monthly basis. This is, you know, your membership. We want you to take advantage of it. So please do so. Okay, the first question that we got came in was, how do I get started with no funds? How do I get started my business with no funds? And that came by Patricia Z. gave us that one. Patricia, how do I get started with no funds? Well, that is actually easier than what you may think. A lot of people try to get funding, but right now a lot of the banks simply are not doing a lot of, or any, for in some cases, any funding, lending right now. There are different alternatives that you can go through. MADC.org, I think it is, or .com. They give out information about different grants that are available out there. There are a lot of different resources for entrepreneurs. To angel investing, depending on their type of business. Now, for a lot of small business owners, what they don't realize is there's a lot of ways to make passive and leveraged income. And things don't have to cost a lot to get implemented, but you do have to know the sequence and the order and the step-by-steps in which to implement that. And we do that all for you, though, to really get you jump-started at the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-Day Intensive. That is something that you will want to invest in and go to, and we tell you all about that in the free teleseries that's coming up that I mentioned earlier. So you do want to be on the call. And that's what we show you how to do, is how do you tap into all these free resources that are available, and how do you set up your business so that you can continuously bring in your prospects on a regular basis and create passive and leveraged income for yourself? Because here's what's happening with a lot of business owners. Everybody was influenced. Most people in the workplace now were influenced by what was going on in the industrial age, right? We were getting paid hours for dollars. You know, we were trading our hours for dollars and getting paid. Unfortunately, you only have so many hours that you can trade for dollars. So what we do is we teach you how to make passive and leveraged income, and it could be through different services, it could be through different products that you create, and all of it can be done with your computer. But a lot of people don't know how to market themselves, and so they don't have this information to do that. But there is a way to get started without funds or with limited funds. And I'll give you one example of a great way to do that is, a lot of people think, oh, I need to have thousands of dollars for my website. No, you don't. There are sites out there that just for a very flat fee each month, you can build your own website in a matter of hours, and it's sort of a plug and go. It's, you know, anywhere from, you know, $16 to $25 a month. Now, to have a website, to have that legitimacy online is great. And for such a little cost. So understand there is going to be some investment that you will need to have in your business, but it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. And usually most people have $25 a month that they can have. And there's very, you know, simple ways. If you need to meet with people, there's free conferencing abilities that you can tap into. And we give you all these shortcuts in the 3-day intensive, the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive. So there are some resources on our resources page on our website at accelerateassociates.com to get you started. But you know, you can also get started through different grants that are out there, depending on what kind of business you have. Could be angel investors that are out there. But again, for the consultant, the coach, the independent agent, there's really, really low to no cost ways of getting started that doesn't have to cost you a lot. So it's possible that you can also make, and just another, way is you can create products, you know, through Word, through PowerPoint, through your computer. You can sell those online. I mean, there's just a ton of ways to bring in multiple income streams. But again, we talk about that more on the teleseries, so I'd really highly recommend that you register for that. Okay, our next question. This is a really interesting question that came in. It says, how closely aligned should your business be to your personal goals? I think that's a wonderful question, and here's why. A lot of times, people get into business because they want to make lifestyle changes. But oftentimes, they end up getting into a business that they thought they would love. They end up not having those lifestyle priorities that they wanted in the first place, and they end up resenting the company that they started. It is really important to align your business goals to your personal goals, because you very well may have those lifestyle changes that you want to make. Now, there's a lot of corporate people that are formerly corporate people that are starting their own businesses. And, I hear this time and time again where people are saying, oh, I don't want to work so many hours, and, you know, I don't want to do this traveling, and I have kids at home, and I want to be with their, you know, be there while they grow up, and they're growing up, and I want to change that. And that's why it's critically important to have and develop systems in your business. And through the Entrepreneurial Edge 3-Day Intensive, we talk about that, is developing systems within your company, so they are operating even without you, and you are making passive and leveraged income. So in terms of other personal goals, and that was more of a personal lifestyle and choice, you really do want to pay attention to those personal goals that you have. For example, I see this with many entrepreneurs who end up forgetting about the health changes that they wanted to make. And they schedule themselves so much with their job or their, you know, company, they forget to schedule time for themselves. And so, again, if you're scheduling time for appointments, then schedule time for yourself. Whether that's exercise and you want to lose weight, or just want to get more healthy or eat healthy, it's important for you to schedule it and systematize it, if you can, and start developing momentum in a pattern or a regular routine, rather, around it. So, Rick, I hope I answered your question. Okay, This is a really good one also that came in. I have a product, Barb writes in, I have a product which fits several niches or niches, however you say that. How do I identify the best reach for my most suitable, potentially profitable customers? This is really, really important. So many people try to cast a wide net. And they try to be everything to everybody. They end up being nothing to nobody. People who've been with me hear me say that over and over. The problem, and I'm talking from experience here, the problem with that is when you try to catch so many people, you don't end up really hitting the target. What I would recommend in that situation, if you have a product which fits several niches or niches, look at which niche is your most preferred customer. Most preferred customer or client. Okay? Because there's something going to be about that niche that you're going to gravitate towards and people are going to gravitate towards you. So as you think about your preferred client or customer, think about who that is. And I would bet that one of those niches come in. Then what you want to do is you want to focus on that one niche and get that to market in a really big way. Because if you try to spread your efforts across three, you mentioned several niches, so I don't know how many several is. But assuming that's three or more, that you're only going to be able to scratch the surface versus one that could really be very profitable. And you also want to look at trends. You didn't go into specifics about what kind of niche and what the product is, but if you take a look at the niche and you take a look at what's happening in the marketplace and you do a little bit of research, you might find that one of those stand out above the best as well, or the rest as well. So not only look at your preferred client in which niche that is, but also look at what's happening in the marketplace. And then you can implement the other products once you have fully implemented the other plans for the other niche. But when you do one at a time, you can really get the depth and breadth of that particular market so that you can really go full speed ahead and it takes off. So it's not uncommon for people to want to cast that wide net, but be careful in doing that because your energy is spread across many initiatives. And again, you can try to be everything to everybody. You end up being nothing to nobody when you can actually fit a niche and then grow it from there. And a lot of these big companies that have gotten big, got big over time. They didn't try to do everything at once. They identified a niche. They really researched that niche. They try to go, the breadth and the depth of that niche and really target all of the different areas that target niche hung out. So they could speak to that niche, they could market to that niche, they could get them on their e-newsletters or their e-zines, they could market to them over time, all of that. And you create more focus, and when you create more focus, you create more momentum. Great question. Speaking of which, the next question that comes in says, how can I stay focused? Great question. I also, I believe that I wrote about this in one of my e-zines, but you can stay focused simply by having your plan. There's a couple elements of the plan, though. Number one, for those of you taking notes, this is important stuff. How do you stay focused? Number one. Really identify your preferred client. Absolutely understand your preferred client and who that is exactly and precisely. Exactly and precisely. Identify what your marketing mix is. How are you going to market to that niche? What are you going to do? Where do they hang out? Make sure you have a very clear business model. What does your business model look like? How are you reaching them through products and services, if that's the way you're reaching them? That's number three. Number four, what specifically are your goals that you have for the year? And I mean specifically and exactly what are your goals, making sure they're what I call SMART. Specific, harmonious. Remember how we talked about having a lifestyle, so making sure they're harmonious, measurable, attainable, realistic, and have time frames. SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and they have time frames. So a lot of people want to lose weight, right? So they say, oh, I'm going to exercise more. Well, that's not a goal. But if you said, I'm going to exercise 3 days a week, you know, 1 hour a day, that's more specific. Well, your goals have to be the same way. I'm going to look at getting, you know, or get, you know, one client a week, you know, in whatever your time frame is. But if you don't do that, the rest of your plans are going to be foggy. But if you say, I want one client a week, you know, yeah, you might have to go through, well, not with the systems that we teach you, but if you're doing it the traditional way, you may have to go through 10 people before you get to that one person. But again, there's other things you need to remember about staying focused too, and that is your plan has to be very clear. When are you going to do it? How are you going to get there? Who's going to help you get there? By what date? So there's things you need to have in place too, but an action plan is absolutely a must. When are you going to do it? How are you going to do it? How are you going to get it done? Who's going to help you? All of those things need to be answered, and that will help keep you really, really focused. But if you don't know who your client is, if you do not know who your preferred client is, specifically and exactly, then it's going to be really difficult for you to stay focused. You know, and a lot of people get really really scattered because they're just trying to bring in any income. And when they're so non-specific, it gets worse. It just, you've got to absolutely be specific in order to stay focused. Okay, this came up, I need to attract more clients but have a very limited budget. What are my options? This is an interesting question because it doesn't have to be expensive to attract clients. A permission-based marketing, we show you this in the 3-day Entrepreneurial Edge 3-day intensive, is a great way to start creating prospects on a very limited budget is a permission-based marketing system. A permission-based marketing system can be done almost for free, except you would need a domain, but a permission-based marketing system is probably one of the most inexpensive ways to draw in your prospects, and yet one of the most effective that can change your business on the spot. So there really isn't a need to struggle anymore when you have a permission-based marketing system, but a lot of people are doing things a very old-fashioned way. And by that I mean they're trying to do push marketing, which sometimes works, but again, you've got to look at the differences now between the industrial age and the information age. In the industrial age, it was all about push marketing. Buy my product, buy my product. And, you know, put an ad in the newspaper. Well, those are all really, you know, the ad in the newspaper is very reactive. Permission-based marketing pulls in your preferred client. It's actually very proactive and uses the leverage of the internet and is very inexpensive. I mean, well, you set it up once and you get prospects over and over and over. So, I would have to say for maybe like $20 a month, you could get, have all you need to bring in prospects almost every on a regular basis. On a very regular basis. So, but again, a lot of people try to do, advertisement, and advertisement is very reactive. Okay, and I think we have enough, enough time for one more. Okay, in today's tough economy, businesses are cutting back on costs everywhere they can. However, that strategy is short-sighted when certain upfront expenditures are likely to save money in the long run. How can we more effectively convey the message that beneficial services or products are worthwhile investments rather than unnecessary expenses? Great question. But this goes back to having an automated system that creates three things with your prospects: relationships, trust, and choices. Relationships, trust, and choices. Yes, the reality is there's a lot of fear out there and people are cutting back. But when you develop a system that brings in prospects, you want your system to have three things. You want to first be able to create a first line relationship with them. And you do that through permission-based marketing. The second thing is you want to develop trust over time. A lot of times what people try to do, business owners try to do, is they have a one option business model that does this. It's either yes or no and go. Yes or no, yes I work with you, or no and I go. Okay, they don't develop a whole host of services to get people in at different price points. And so you can't convey your message if you don't have clients, any clients. And so it's really important to understand to have different price points. Now, the third thing is, and that's about creating choices. You want to create choices for your clients. Now, sometimes when people get prospects, what they want to do is they want to immediately, it's kind of like fostering a relationship. And I use this analogy about dating. You go on the first date, and trying to sell them your high-end product is like asking them to marry you on your first date. It's really difficult. So why not create a process that helps them self-select and pre-qualify into your program? So they self-select and pre-qualify. Am I even your preferred client, first of all? And by the time they get to you, they are already pre-sold into programs or products or services that you have. And again, this is a step-by-step and a sequenced approach, which is different than what many business owners are doing or have learned to do or what has historically worked for them in the past. So, really important to understand that even though you think your investment for your product is the best that it is, other people have different price points, and if you can help meet those price points, you actually may be able to upsell to that bigger package after all. But, that typically is what happens when, the question is,
people are cutting back on costs everywhere. Yes, but if you can give them that also meets them where they're at, they're going to come to know you, relationships, they're going to come to trust you, and they're going to see that you have different choices and can work with you over time. And that's really what you want to do, is create relationships, trust, and choices. Okay, do we have any more? Was that all the questions? That was all the questions that we had submitted for today's Q&A session. So we get to get out a little bit early, so congratulations. Remember, again, I just want to remind you about the upcoming high content call, which is on March 9th, and the Q&A call, which is on March 23rd. March 9th, the call is at 4:30. That is covering the FTC guidelines, and March 23rd is at 4:30, the Q&A call. So remember to submit your Q&A your questions at info@accelerateassociates.com so that we can cover them. And remember, if you have a question about your business, then ask it, because someone else may have a question as well. And we want to make sure that we cover it. Now, if you don't want, remember, if you don't want to ask the question in the group, remember you also have access as part of your Success Circle membership to the Laser Coaching, which is a 10-minute laser coaching session with me, and a lot of people get a lot of great big breakthroughs with that call, because I am a professional coach, and then I coach them through an issue or problem. Or in cases where they don't want coaching, you know, they need some information, I'm happy to provide that as well. Okay, well, great. Thanks again for joining us. And I'm Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates and the Entrepreneurial Edge Success Circle. And until next time, create a great day.